This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, facing widespread defections in his Conservative government, said Thursday he's resigning as party leader, but will stay as the caretaker prime minister until a new party chief is elected. His announcement came after about 50 government officials, including several senior cabinet ministers, resigned amid calls for Johnson to step down. AP correspondent Donitza Kirka reports that though it's traditional, many are disgruntled that Boris Johnson will remain prime minister until his successor is selected.
But because, you know, there have been so many attacks on Johnson's credibility, there's been a lot of controversy about the idea that Boris Johnson, this big personality, should remain in office for about 2 or 3 months as a caretaker until a new successor is chosen. But normally that's the way it's done.
Johnson's resignation comes just weeks after he survived a no-confidence vote within his Conservative Party. He'd been under fire for violating his own COVID-19 lockdown rules. An international lawyer representing hundreds of victims of the genocidal Khmer Rouge regime in a special tribunal has resigned because the United Nations-backed court failed to provide enough funding for the participation of Cambodians bringing charges in the trials. The attorney, Megan Hurst, said the court did not fund communication between the victims and their lawyers and cut funding for her position in 2021. And American basketball player Brittany Griner pleaded guilty to possession of cannabis oil in a Russian court on Thursday. She could face 10 years in prison, but says she didn't mean to break the law. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday said it had charged a Haitian gang member with hostage-taking for his role in the kidnapping of 17 missionaries in October of last year. The group included 16 U.S. citizens and one Canadian. The department said a member of the 400 Mawozo gang was transferred into U.S. custody on May the 16th, and the criminal complaint was unsealed on Thursday. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted last year of murdering George Floyd, was sentenced on Thursday to 21 years in federal prison. The 46-year-old Chauvin, who's white, admitted he violated Floyd's right not to face unreasonable seizure by kneeling on the handcuffed black man's neck for more than 9 minutes in a murder captured on cell phone video. Chauvin's already serving a sentence of 22 and a half years in a Minnesota state prison for Floyd's murder after a trial in state court last year. The federal sentence means Chauvin will be moved to a federal prison and serve his sentences concurrently. A UN study released Thursday shows the first 3 months of the war in Ukraine has driven up the global cost of fuel and food, creating record inflation that has helped drive 71 million people into poverty. VOA's Jeff Custer has more. We'll have to bring you that story next hour. Brazil's federal police on Thursday carried out an operation against an alleged criminal gang that it said used cryptocurrency tokens to launder money made from illegal gold mining. Police arrested 5 people and served 60 search and seizure warrants in the operation. The operation, which was nicknamed Greed, was related to healthcare companies that, at least since 2012, had laundered money from illegal gold mining. U.S. prosecutors charged 2 men tied to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security as part of what federal law enforcement officials have called a transnational repression scheme. It said they acted on behalf of the Chinese government to spy on and harass dissidents living in the United States. There's been a second conviction in the fraud case against the Theranos blood testing company. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
A jury has convicted former Theranos executive Sonny Balwani of collaborating with disgraced CEO Elizabeth Holmes in a massive fraud involving the blood testing company. The 12 jurors found Balwani guilty of all 12 felony counts of defrauding both investors and the patients who trusted unreliable blood tests.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.